Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and with me in the studios is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
We are so excited about being here with you today. For so long, I wanted to encourage you and tell you that everything God said to you is true, that Christ in you is greater than anything in this world, and no matter what the world or the religious Pharisee may say, God is with you, and the same Jesus that's in this man or this woman is in you. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Morning, 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 morning. And we give a shout out this morning to Sarah. Oh my goodness. The Lord has answered our prayers. In Texas Hospital, no more. In your home.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Give a shout out this morning in New Jersey. Sophia, what's up, Sophia? Been on my heart. Give a shout out this morning to the ladies in New Jersey that went on a wonderful beach retreat. Man, that was nice. Hope you had a great time. Morning, 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 morning. You're listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and with me in the studios is Pat Hamilton.
Morning, morning.
Oh, my goodness. Here we are, man. It's Tuesday morning. I was talking to Steve just last night, and, man, we were just having a wonderful time talking about, you know, Steve Kalaszewski, about heaven.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you think about it, man. I want to encourage you this morning that if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, if you've given your life to God because of and through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross and made him the Lord of your life, you're just like, okay, I'm going to follow him. And in view of his mercies, you do, and because of his grace, you win. I know that it may be feeling contrary to that. As a matter of fact, I meant, what could have looked more like a loss than Jesus on the cross in the natural sense?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Satan thought he had it all totally, you know, finally won. But he didn't realize it, that, you know, when you persecute a Christian,
right?
You know, when you persecuted the Son of God, when you nailed Jesus, the Son of God, to the cross, you were used to fulfill the plan of God so that God's plan could be succeeded, so that every man who chooses to be with God could be with God forever.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You know, think about it. And it's like, you know, cheer up when you're going through persecution. Understand this, that, you know, we live this life, you know, those guys and ladies who live the life, this life to look good in this life, will have a different outcome in the next life. You know what I mean?
Right.
But those who just follow the Lord, that are willing to allow the contradictions when God says, and it's not a contradiction, but in your flesh, it seems, your flesh looks like a contradiction. Your flesh always is a contradiction.
Yeah.
Right?
Constantly.
He says, a carnal mind will never submit to the ways of God. Paul says, I beat my flesh after I preach others, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, here's a counseling session with Jesus. You want to hear a counseling session with Jesus?
Yes.
You know, everybody's like, oh, you know, it's Adam's fault. If Adam wouldn't have fell, you know, I'd be perfect. And it's like, no, we probably would have ate 5 apples. You know
right,
what I'm saying? We
right.
probably would have gave it to Eve.
Right.
It's like, have you made some applesauce?
We would have made some apple pie out of
apple
it.
Pie. Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. So then, you know, looking to seek to blame all these different things, you know, and somebody says, well, let's just talk for 6 months and let's just dedicate 6 months of therapy. And we will just walk through this therapeutic thing as if, you know, and I'm not against therapy, you know. I got a good friend that's going to therapy. As a matter of fact, I might need therapy, but not for salvation, not for
right.
getting set free. And so, you know, they, you know, part of healing someone is hearing them. So, you know, when you think about just sharing what you're going through with somebody who's not planning on decapitating you when you finished with what you shared with them, you can't, you know, mm-hmm. share something with them like, you know, I was just talking to Delilah.
Yeah, right.
Right. I was wondering why you were bald. Anyway, so but here's a counseling session with Jesus. This is gonna, you know, this will blow the American culture, today's church culture, you know, out of the water. You know, you walk in, you have perfect, you know, leather couches and leather seats, and you know, that's cool. I mean, you know, I'm sure I got a, you know, leather chair and all that kind of stuff, but I'm just saying it's just this mindset of what it's like, you mm-hmm. know. And it's all this padding, you know, you ship something in a box. You put all these peanuts in it and, you know, like styrofoam mm-hmm. peanuts or something to keep it, you know. Now they have airbags.
Yeah.
Yeah, they blow up little airbags. That's pretty smart. Was that smart? Anyway, so.
Must be cheaper.
I get air. I don't know. I think it's now it's an environmental thing. With the, they're going to tax it.
Okay, right. Yeah.
And so this is a counseling session with Jesus, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first I sat down with Paul.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a scenario. You know, I already went to all the men's counseling and they just told me, poor you, I'm just sure it's somebody else's fault. God's just going to wink at your stuff. You know, you poor, poor thing. Just try to find a way to live with your sin. You know, and then I went to talk to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, what do you think? I mean, you know, I read what you said in Romans chapter 7 and what you wrote to the you know, Church of Rome. And, you know, I'm just going to, I guess it's just my stuff. And Paul says, oh, no, they say, well, this is my thorn in my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul goes, what? He says, dude, I beat my flesh. You need to beat that thing and make it submit to you because you don't want to go out there and tell people about a kingdom that you yourself won't enter into.
Mm.
Right?
That's all right.
He says, after I preach to others, I beat my flesh so I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
Yeah.
You know, and that's been interpreted many different ways, but disqualified is disqualified.
That's right.
You know, pray about and let God lead you with that. Do you want to be disqualified for anything?
No.
And then, so he says, obviously, Paul, you're missing it. God does not want us to be, you know, mean to our flesh and just tell it to do stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. what the today is, right? It's just like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to Jesus, the lover of my soul. Though this is a scenario. Oh, I'm just talking about, you know, how. And so I went to Jesus, the lover of my soul, and one who died for me. He loves me. As a matter of fact, you know, it says the husband shall love the wife like Christ loved the church, right? And mm-hmm. so I know, I mean, he's going to treat me like his bride. And he's a bridegroom. And I'm just going to go tell him, you know, all this stuff. And he's just going to say, oh, my goodness. I totally understand. I've been tempted in every way just like you. So just use my grace as a permission to sin. Don't you worry about it, you know.
Mm.
But then they show up and they lay on the proverbial psychological couch, you know. And they kick back and Jesus says, no, tell me what it is. Well, you know, I just have this issue with my eye. I mean, I try not to, but every now and then I look at a movie that has something that's against what's going on, or I look at a lady in the wrong way, or those men out there, women out there, I look at a man in the wrong way, or I look at money in the wrong way, or, you know, I do wrong things with my eyes and the internet and different things like that. And Jesus goes, let me think about this. Okay, this is what I prescribe. I want you to take something and gouge your eyes out. I'm telling you, it's in red letters, right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
It's like, excuse me, Jesus, did you just say gouge my eyes out? And I'm not telling anybody to gouge your eyes out.
I'm just telling you what Jesus said. You know, which means to me, you know, well, then you go, well, Jesus, you know, I don't, okay, let's just move beyond that right now. Let's just talk. I have three issues. Mm-hmm. My first issue is lust of the eye, right? Mm-hmm. My eye stuff. And iPad, iPhone, eye stuff. <You know? laughs> And the next is that, you know, I keep touching things I shouldn't touch. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm at work, I'm working the cash register, and the cash register opens up, and I touch money that's not mine, and I don't let it go. That's theft in Florida. That's a violation of Florida State Statute 812.014, by the way.
Wow, you remember that.
It's a lot of people that touch things that don't let go.
Right. Wow.
As a matter of fact, if 97% of the church is robbing God, they're touching things they're not letting go, right?
That's right.
In regards to tithes and offerings. But anyway, so he's saying, you know, they're saying, Jesus, you know, I just keep touching the increase that you give me. Mm-hmm. And I just can't let you have what's yours, your tithes and your offerings. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, touching wrong things or whatever. And Jesus says, okay, this is what I prescribe. Cut your hands off. Cut your hands off. Oh, my goodness. I would be a blind man that couldn't feel my way around. I mean, what do you do with that, right?
Right.
This is
right.
Is this not Jesus?
That's what he said.
And so finally says, okay, I'm going to try one more time. This is just a scenario, just talking out loud, you know, trying to change our mindsets. You know, that's what this is all about, VFN Radio. Is like, help us get to the right mindset that Jesus, we have the mind of Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let us get the right mindset. And so this is going to be, you know, this has to do with feet. I mean, this mm-hmm. is not going to be a big deal, right?
Right.
And so you lay back on the couch, you're talking to him. Okay, Jesus, can I talk to you about the eye and the hand later? Let's just talk about the feet.
Yeah.
You know, I just keep going places I shouldn't go. You know, I know you told me that no matter if it was perceived good or bad, I just kept going back to that place. You know, if God's called you to a different job, but your feet keep going back to the job that God told you not to be in, or go into a relationship, or going, you know, wherever it is, if he's called you out into the harvest field, but your feet keep going back into the cage, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is. And so Jesus says, it sounds like just like your eye and just like your hand, your feet, your foot is offending you. Cut it off. Is this not true?
Yeah.
It's like, I need therapy because I just had therapy with Jesus. And you know, what he's saying is this. He's saying this. He's saying, listen, take sin seriously. Mm-hmm. What's better than gouging your eye out, removing the stuff from your life that causes your eye to sin? And it's different for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people look at $10 and they go, oh, great, you know, that's, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And some people look at $10 and go, is that all?
All right.
And some look at $10 and go, I'm grateful, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And some look at the $10 and go, that's mine. I mean, all of those are different perspectives, and it had to do with the heart.
Uh-huh.
And so I just want to encourage you this morning that if Paul says beat it, if Jesus says cut it or gouge it, you know, we got to get serious with sin. And what's you'd be surprised if it doesn't cross your eye, it may not even cross your mind.
Uh-huh.
And that's why the enemy wants to put so much imagery before you and these, you know, if you're going to sit here and watch, you know, programming that, you know, stirs wrong things up in your eye, you're going to have to gouge the programming out. Mm-hmm. Don't gouge your eye out.
Right.
You know, get you some filtration systems and make some boundaries so that, you know, your heart stays pure as mm-hmm. you can in this life, right. You know, before God. So I just want to encourage you this morning that, you know, before you sit down and have therapy with Paul, writer over half of the New Testament, or sit down and have, you know, therapy with Jesus. I've already let you know ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just serious. He's mm-hmm. serious about sin. And we got to get serious about sin. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to be right back after these messages. I'm going to talk about the headlines, what's taking place in Syria. They're beating, they're electrically shocking their citizens, torturing them. I mean, it's horrific what's going on, but we'll talk more about that in just a moment. Isn't it so cool, all of our Facebook fans out here and our friends that are just connected and listening all around the world.
Right.
You know,
If you haven't yet friended us or liked us, I guess they call it. And right. When you choose like on our Facebook, it just keeps all the posts. If there's a post made about what's an upcoming program, a highlight, something, it just shows up, I guess, on your Facebook. Mm. You can go to VFNTV.com and under areas to follow us, and you can just follow through our Facebook right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure can.
But it's just really cool. We want to say hello and a shout out to all of our Facebook friends that are out there. It's exciting how the message is going out and the feedback that we're getting, and we want to encourage you not only to go to, our Facebook and like us, but once you've done that, you know, share some of these highlights, go to the VFN TV blog and just copy the link of one of those blogs and encourage your fellow brother, your sister, your family member, those people that are in your, group of friends that are in your Facebook. So many people need to be encouraged. And now you can go into the wonderful basket of opportunity on VFNTV.com, go to the VFNTV blog, go to the highlights, and just copy something there and just paste it into your Facebook, and they'll get it and be able to listen to it on their phones or whatever. It's just really, really cool. Also, on your application, right there on your Android or your iPhone or your iPad, they're in the menu choice on the VFNTV app. You have our Facebook right there. You can click there, follow through, and like us. There is nothing, I meant nothing, Pat, mm-hmm. worse than man's religion. Yeah. You know, man's attempt to work his way to God.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to get right mm-hmm. in my own works and stuff. And there's nothing more enjoyable than a relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. And that he's called us to walk in intimacy with him. I mean, the statement, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, is not just some pat answer to let somebody know that you're saved. The question is, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you guys chat? Do y'all talk? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you hear him? Do you know his voice? And that, you know, and you may be listening right now and thinking, I didn't know you could do that. I just listened to my preacher talk, or I just listen mm-hmm. to my pastor speak, or I listen to teachers, or I read other people who heard from God, which is, you know, that's cool. But God loves you and wants to talk mm-hmm. to you.
Right.
You know, and people want this, mm-hmm. but sometimes they just need a simple plan to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can find that plan. We have a plan for you that can begin you on a simple abiding plan. Because he says in John 15, apart from abiding with me, Jesus says this, right. you can do nothing.
Right.
And if you want to get freedom in your life, you want to begin to do something, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And watch what God's able to do. Begin from the point of success, which is abiding with him. You can go right now to iabide.org, just like the iPhone, mm-hmm. iabide.org. Read a little bit about it. If you like it, go ahead and write there, request an abiding plan. Immediately, you'll be given an abiding plan. It has a video, has how to do it, some simple little steps to do it. And it's not as complicated as religion made it out to be. Listen, God wants to talk with you. Mm-hmm. You can write your own devotional. Listen, right. just try it for 6 weeks. Just say, you know, for 6 weeks, I'm going to begin. Because they say it takes about 40 days to build a habit. Mm-hmm. You know, take 6 weeks out of your life and say, you know, for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to abide daily at a certain time in a certain place. And it has all this kind of tell you how to do it. And just watch what happens and see how your life begins. Watch how God begins to speak to you. Mm-hmm. You can find this at iabide.org. Request your free plan today at iabide.org.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. With me in the studios is Pat Hamilton. You know, we've been talking about the 4th of July, you know, the Declaration of Independence signing day, where we got our independence from Great Britain. By the way, that was the day that Americans decided that we have to be independent from England. We have the King of England. We have to be separate from the King because of taxation, without representation. And one of the primary things that brought it to that point was pilgrims that were wanting to come to, well, actually were wanting to worship God. They became pilgrims because they had to, because the queen was not letting them worship God. Mm-hmm. And so with that, they went and eventually came to America and to freely worship. And ultimately, you know, here we were, you know, the Declaration of Independence was signed.
And it said, you know, that we, and you can see this on the VFN TV blog. We have it available for you. Just go to VFNTV.com and click on the blog. It was a big statement because it was saying, you know, which says something very significantly, that it comes a day in time when every American, everyone who declares a loyalty to America, who stands up and waves the flag, who says, you know, that America is its original intent, the American original intent, was right. It was a right thing to do. The Pilgrims said, we had no choice. We'd rather die here freely worshiping God than, you know, staying in the Church of England where the king was over the church and that, you know, it was not right. You couldn't freely worship God. And which just goes to show you there comes a day in time. Think about this, Pat. There comes a day in time, just like it happened when Jesus was walking on the streets of Jerusalem, mm-hmm. you know, and Capernaum and all the areas in Israel, that, you know, what is, well, may have been right at one time. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a reason why we're all speaking English today. It's one of the most biggest, largest language. Maybe Mandarin is now, maybe, because it's got such a big population there.
Yeah.
But that it was right to say, we're going to have to break away because you will not let things be as they're supposed to be to freely worship God. And so if we wave the flag today, mm-hmm. if we wave the flag today and we sing the Pledge of Allegiance and we declare our allegiance to the Constitution of the United States that says every man is created equal, you know, and their rights are come from God, mm-hmm. the right to pursue, you know, happiness and all the wonderful things that it talks about, then, you know, there seems to become a time in every generation that, you know, what was authentic and what is still authentic didn't move. It didn't progress. It didn't continue to follow when the cloud moved. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like the old wineskin and the new wine. One thing they have in common is they're both God. And so we mm-hmm. have to be real careful in honoring what is, while at the same time refusing to dishonor God when he's actually doing a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which is really not a new thing. It's just going back to his original intent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in Revelation, he says, the church of Ephesus left their first love.
Right.
You know, and today so many things are being talked about what's loved. You know, I love this. I love that. But do we love Jesus
mm-hmm.
as our loyalty to the Lamb? And I think all of us can be challenged. I can be challenged in the area. But when you hear Mike Bickle at IHOP, you're like, mm-hmm. oh, my goodness. Lord, make my obsession going after you and seeing your beauty and your splendor. Lord, show me your face. Lord, help me get past everything man has created so I can get into your presence, for it's all going to fade away. That everything I see is temporary, but everything I don't see is eternal, and I will live with you forever. I want to know now who I'm going to see spoken about prophetically in Revelation chapter 4. Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world, Elijah said. And you're surrounded by the four living creatures that are crying out, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Worthy are you. Worthy are you. Why is he worthy? Because he took away our sin. There was nobody like him. There's nobody. All these false religions and all these people that are coming up with a different Jesus. Listen, there's only one Jesus. And you're called into his presence. You're called into an abiding relationship with him. Listen, just like in the founding of America, everybody who is committed to this great nation of America and that we want it to come back to his original intent, you know, and quite often it's like, I want everything cut except for what I'm actually receiving, you mm-hmm. know. But when you say go back to your original intent, you got to be willing to be cut yourself. You know, you got it's all adjust.
Right.
And that's a huge adjustment because we've come a long ways from the original intent. But in regards to God, I mean, think about it. They made a decision and we celebrate every Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrate, if people even remember anymore, you mm-hmm. know, we celebrate that pilgrimage coming over from England to America, to Plymouth Rock. We celebrate every 4th of July that we signed a document that we have locked down. It's locked down. Mm-hmm. It's locked down in and millions of dollars worth of security, you know, under pressurized vacuum mm-hmm. and alarms and everything. What is it? It's a paper that was signed. What is the sign? It's the signing of our Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. So there was a day that we had to declare our independence from that which took us away from God. Mm-hmm. And then the Declaration of Independence declares, and the Constitution declares, that we did not leave our God. As a matter of fact, this allows us to worship our God freely, and it says to the government, don't go there.
Right.
You know, which mm-hmm. they're going there.
Yeah.
You know, don't go there. And so I want to encourage you that when you see somebody waving a flag for America, you know, it's time for us to wave the cross for Jesus. You know, we want to get back to the cross. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll be hearing, you know, in the future, and you may have heard last week, you know, Steve Hill said, you know, religion is hanging around the cross. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just hanging around the cross. But those who are really going after God are getting on the cross. But Jesus said this. Mm-hmm. He said that unless you deny yourself and pick up your cross, you can have no part of me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so we got to get up on the cross. We got to deny ourselves, our ideas, our thoughts, our, you know, in regards to if it's different than what Jesus is saying.
Right.
You know, we just kind of say, it's up to you, Lord. I mean, I'll just follow you. Mm. You know, and with that, you know, we're talking about the 4th of July. And I mentioned yesterday, I want to say this real quick, like, that the English language, remember, we're talking about, to our surprise, you know, ask Pat. Remember, I asked you, when did the English language get? you know, I still haven't found it yet, right? We're still trying to master it down south. It's tough down south for us.
Yeah, very tough.
Hopefully we're not like Bubba and whatever that thing. Anyway, so he, but it's in the 4th, the 5th, and the 4th and 5th century, right around there, is when English started coming, the old English started coming to pass. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when we're talking about, you know, what we have an assumption that, you know, Jesus spoke English, mm-hmm. where we're talking about, you know, these call to prayers that happen, you know, over the environment where a mosque goes up, that, you know, the trap that you can fall into is the fact that since Jesus speaks English and I speak English, these words being uttered over me 5 times a day, you know, and it's actually more than 5 times, because in that call to prayer itself, they say things 4 times, 2 times. Right. So you think, add all that up, 365 days. I mean, you can add, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
That it does matter what words are being loosed in the air. It does matter, because you're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. You're wrestling against, you know, Ephesians 6:12. And so, and what the Lord will do, you know, the Lord just turns us over to things. Mm-hmm. If you haven't yet gotten the teaching on VFN TV, you got to go there. It is, you know, is America under judgment? Mm-hmm. And it just presents the evidence, totally right. Presents the evidence. And it's, you know, looks at what's going on, and then what God says about it. Looks what's going on, what God says about it. And then, but ultimately, to encourage you, that, you know, God loves us and has a plan for our life, and there's no sin too big that he can't forgive. But these things get, he turns us over to things so that our flesh would be destroyed, but we would be saved, and hope that it would actually bring us to a place of repentance. Mm-hmm. And so, but think about it. If there's 3 phases of judgment, based in Romans chapter 1, we can stop. You know, we can stop before we get to the second phase. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's just stop here. Okay, I got it, got it, got it, got it. And so I just want to encourage you this morning that though you're seeing some things go on, you know that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And that, you know, with him and following him, despite what men says, because when you're transitioning from, like, when George Washington, will be, I think in the extra hour day, you'll be hearing, you know, the story about George Washington and this awesome man of integrity. He says he fully believes that God is involved in the affairs of men, and that he read from the Bible and when he was being sworn into office, and that, you know, I mean, just a real man of integrity. So hear a little bit about him today, since we're talking about the 4th of July and how he got here. But it just when they sat down, they said, "Listen, we can no longer do that anymore. We're going to do this." There was a battle that ensued. There was a battle that ensued. So when you're transitioning from what has turned into captivity to what's turned into freedom, there's going to be a battle.
Right.
The battle is, you know, but with the Redcoats, for example, you know, with the British, there was a battle with Americans who said, "We want to go the way that we celebrate today."
Mm-hmm.
That came because there was a battle.
Right.
You know, and in that, you know, we, if you don't want to go through the battle, you'll stay in captivity.
Right.
If you've been convinced that, you know, that it's just all, you know, like butter on sliced bread, mm-hmm. it's just smooth like that, you know, but Jesus said this. He says, "The kingdom of God, from the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has been forcefully advancing, and it's forceful men that lay hold on it." You know, people will begin to use God's word in a way that makes it seem like what Jesus is doing is wrong. I mean, they spoke against Jesus as if what he was doing was wrong. But he's God. I mean, think about this. They looked Jesus, which was God in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
They looked Jesus square in his eye. The people that day, of the religious that day, the Pharisees,
mm-hmm.
and they looked Jesus square in his eye, God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they called him Satan.
Right.
You know what they're worried about? They were worried about their own kingdoms. They were jealous of his fruitfulness.
Right.
They envied what was going on. And Jesus is, it's like, we're all in the same family. I mean, isn't there just one king and one kingdom? Isn't that, mm-hmm. isn't it the church of Galatia, the church of Ephesus, the church of, Jersey, the church of Texas, the church of, you know, Georgia, the church of Florida, mm-hmm. the church of Denver. I mean, that's how he sees it, by the way,
mm-hmm.
despite what men's turned it into. It's a regional thing because we're one body.
Right.
You know, we have different expressions, but we're still each other. We're brothers and we're sisters in the Lord, and that, you know, Daddy wants us all to focus on his son's kingdom. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so they actually looked Jesus square in the eye when there was a transition between, you know, 400 years of silence, moving out of the old covenant, moving into the new covenant. They tried to kill him at first, and they eventually did by God's choice at that point, that he let it happen. They beat him. They lied about him. They tried to do him in. They spread words all over the communities trying to say negative things about him. And it just actually made it more popular. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes the best thing that can happen to those who are walking for God is for the Pharisees to rise up and start pointing out things like, "Okay, let's rock and roll. This is it, man. This is it. Let's do it."
Right.
Because they all started flocking to Jesus, and they realized, oh my goodness, it's the real thing. It's the real thing, you know. And so, you know, with that, there's a battle and there's a struggle that happened to bring this land to pass. And when for example, the Presbyterian Church, the Presbyterians, you know, before there was Presbyterians, there was a powerful move of God and revival. And they would not let them in. When God started moving, they wouldn't even let them in the church. They wouldn't even let them in the building. So they had to go meet in the woods,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't that strange back then, but today it would really be strange, because they had to find a place to meet. And the power of God was so strong on these people at that time that the women, their hair was really long, that they would, their you know how you take a whip and you go pop, pop. That the power of God was on these women, and it was so strong on them, they literally would just lean forward and jump, and they would come back in the power of God. And we know how that is, right?
Yeah.
And their hair would just like pop, you know, like that. Wow. It would just pop. And there was they called it whip or something like that at that time. But that was how the Presbyterian Church was birthed.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
But look how things progressed. You know, so it's everything. You know, everything's going to begin for the fact that we're in it, men are in it, you know. It's going to come to a place of just kind of stagnation.
Uh-huh.
And so God always begins to do a new thing. It doesn't mean that the Presbyterians are not of God. It means, no, they're of God. If you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you'll find out we get set in our ways and we get kind of stuck and we get it all figured out, you know. And so there was a battle. They forced them to find some other place to meet other than inside the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like every time God begins to do something, you know, those who reside in any kind of containment area will do not want it to happen. It's not only containing that which is in there, but they're containing other things outside of it. That's what I know that Johnny Foote, you know, talks about, and others talk about, you know, that a lot of people, you know, expressions don't want prophets to come around.
Right.
Because they'll actually bring up something that God's saying. It's like, you're going to mess my plans up. If you come in here, you're going to mess my plans up. And so I'm going to encourage you. I just really sense in my spirit that the hope for America today, the hope for America today is the church. The church, I believe, is a byproduct. America, I believe, is a byproduct of the church. Yeah, we need to do what's right. We need to stand up for right candidates that we prayed about and we sought the Lord about and we interviewed them ourselves and talked to them about, you know, that they stand with our values. But that's not going to save America. What's going to save America is, you know, for us to follow Jesus, mm-hmm. to follow him, mm-hmm. and be willing to go through the battle. If they hated Jesus, they're going to hate you.
That's right.
A student is not going to be treated any better than his teacher. I mean, don't do things to be hated, you know, and but understand that, you know, you can, this is what he says. You know, we'll talk about this on a future program, but he says that he was hated without reason, without cause. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of hate. You know, if you're just loving Jesus and doing what he told you to do and loving people and leading others to love God, you know, and somebody's hating on you, mm-hmm. that's actually a treasure. That's a badge that you'll wear in heaven, mm-hmm. that you continued on even when those that were held, you know, by a religious spirit. Mm-hmm. And that's what was said over by Chuck Pierce when he talked about America. He said there'll be a sign in Washington, D.C. Brianna was on. You got to go back and listen to the earthquake report on the highlights on VFN TV. I mean, VFN radio. He said there'll be a sign in Washington, D.C., and the sign represents, you know, a shaking because the church government is stuck and that it's held captive by a religious spirit, mm-hmm. and we have to shift it. And a religious spirit, of a lot of things you can say about it, is the biggest thing is that we think we got it all figured out. Mm-hmm. Do this, then this, then this, then this. Versus get thee up and go, and I will show you. And then he tells us to do something like he told Abraham, and we're ready to do what he said. But then he says, never mind, don't do that. It's like, you just have this fear of God. He goes, now I see you fear me, when he didn't kill Isaac.
Right.
Now I see you fear me. Now I'm going to give to you what it's like, I thought you were going to give it to me back there. You know. And so I just want to encourage you that, you know, I just feel it in my spirit this morning to, you know, you got to say, am I willing to go through that battle? You know, and I sat down with my family, all my family members. I sat down with, you know, some of the leaders, all the leaders in our ministry. And I said, I want to go with Jesus. I want to do what he wants us to do. I want to see people come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You know, we're not looking into transfer growth from, you know, switching, you know, expressions. There's lost. You know, if only 4% of the children in the world even know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that means 96% don't. Mm. You know, is that not enough to quit being religious,
right,
and start being relational and just in relationship? You don't give up order. Mm-hmm. You just got to relate to people. You can't say you're related. You actually got to love them. You know,
right.
You got to spend time with them. And you find out that you can only do that with so many people. So you actually train them up to have relationships as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, family. What a concept. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I want to encourage you. You know, and I knew that when we're taking the route that we're taking, that, you know, we're going to, you know, get the things that happen. But, you know, for me talking to you, it's worth it. I'm encouraging you. If we're encouraging you.
Right.
And you're being inspired to go after God. If you're beginning to abide, you know, we have people, you know, somebody just recently was signing up for an abiding plan, you know, and I won't say too much about it, but I'm very excited about that. That's encouraging to see people getting saved and seeing, you know, a Marine who was at the end of himself and thought it was all over, but he heard VFN radio and he cried out to God and God filled him. And now he's actually a believer and he's being discipled by somebody, mm-hmm. in VFN family. We have people who thought they could never be used by God because the religious folk, they said, you have to be this way and you have to have a $2.3 million this and this one's like, oh my goodness, I can't even balance my checkbook. How am I going to follow Jesus and serve him?
Right.
And so in that, you know, we're seeing people be confident after hearing the words of Jesus that they can serve God. They can be faithful in their generation. It's worth all that. It's worth all that. Mm-hmm. Is it not?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth that. So if you're willing, if you know, sort of like I think about, you know, Tozer that we talked about, you know, A.W. Tozer, he says, you know, to something to the effect that I don't have it in front of me, you know, but to be right with God often means to be in trouble with men.
Right.
And that's what Jesus was. Jesus was right with the Father, and there was men that he was in trouble with. But listen to this. But there was a multitude
mm-hmm.
that was so thankful, and we're some of those.
Amen.
That he followed the Father.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Totally awesome. We'll be right back in just a moment.
I want to talk to you just for a quick moment here. You may be at the end of your religious road. You may have done everything religious that you can think of. I mean, you may have sung in choirs. You may have had perfect, quote, church attendance, unquote. You may have got real close to those who are in ministry. You may have done all these things, but yet you're empty. You've found yourself, you know, seeking and running after what you perceive to be right, but you are running after things, a man, and not God. Listen, that's a seek that God's put inside of you. That's a seek that God's put inside of you. He's put that inside of you. And what it is, you were seeking after him in the wrong places. Listen, he is after you. And the fact that you've done that means you're after him. But you just got to get on the right road. You just got to get off the religious road and get on the relationship road. You got to meet God. The whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. And God loves you. God has a plan for your life, but you've got to meet him. You meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus made a way for you to be in relationship with the creator of the universe. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's about a joyful walk in the Lord. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. Pat.
Yes.
Technology is amazing the way things are going, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are just so, we get, you know, things are moving so quick. You remember, you used to have to, I don't know if you might, you remember dialing the phone?
Yeah.
The dial?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you mess up like on the seventh number or something, the sixth number. It's like, oh, man, they have 3 8s or zeros in their number. It's like, oh, my mm-hmm. goodness. You love those like 1 2 2 1. You probably don't even know what we're talking about, you know, a lot of the generations listening. But listen, people text today, and the text sends a text message, and it goes all the way to China.
Right.
And it lasts, I don't know, it takes about 6 seconds to get there. And we go, hurry up. You know?
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, think about this. You can subscribe to VFN TV. It's free to subscribe. And you can have access to everything. And, of course, we want you to have everything, you know, by texting.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually take your phone and text, if you can text, the letters V as in Victor, VFN TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's VFN TV to the number 22828. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You text. This is how simple it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that quick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can text VFN TV to the number 22828, and it'll walk you through a few little simple processes. And next thing you know, you'll be fully subscribed, and you can log in to all the wonderful things that are available for you on at VFNTV.com and on your Android phones and your Apple phones and your iPads, and I don't know all the things going on there. That's just so neat, isn't it?
That's awesome.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
It just text VFNTV to the number 22828. That's VFNTV to the number 22828.
You're listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and with me in the studios is Pat Hamilton. You know, we're coming to the end of the first hour as things move so quickly all the time. But I do want to say, I'm looking right now at, you know, the subscribers' access into VFN TV at VFNTV.com. You mm-hmm. subscribe for free, as you just heard. But think about it. Some of the things you can get right now is America Under Judgment. That's so important because think about it. If it's not, cool. If it is, we need to respond to the judge. What does the judge want from us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, another is SOS, A Tale of Two Kings. That is a message about Samuel, the prophet of God, called of God, and Saul, which was a king that ultimately got put in leadership because the people said, we'd rather have a government provide for us like everybody else instead of God provide for us. And it's called SOS, A Tale of Two Kings. That's where we are today. And he describes very distinctly, you know, what's going to happen. If you choose a king, this is what's going to happen. And if you read the list, because this is what God said to Samuel, because Samuel was upset. He's like, they're rejecting me. He goes, no, they're not rejecting you, Samuel. They're rejecting me. Mm-hmm. And when we say that we turn to government for our provision, you know, we're rejecting God. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, government is of God, but when we turn to government as God, you know, say, you know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. you know, we got to find that out. And so he lists, you know, you'll be taxed. Your best men will be gone. Your best horses, your best, whatever. Just lists this whole thing. And it sounds just like the present administration.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, and it, is it really, was it really, this, think about this. Are you going to keep blaming Saul for the choice that you made? You know, when you start praying for our president, mm-hmm. he's just fulfilling the mandate that the church turned to government instead of turning to God. I mean, yeah. think about it. Saul was hiding behind the luggage. He was shaking, nervous. Mm-hmm. He was just going to look for his father's donkeys, right?
Yeah.
You know? And then all of a sudden, since the people demanded a king, you know, God told Samuel, he's going to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the very first king of Israel. And Saul's like, right?
Yeah, that's what he did.
He was a nervous, oh, no, no, no. Fearfully, yeah. you know, the fear of man was on him. He puts him up to begin to lead. And so then he begins to tax everybody. Then he begins to, you know, do everything that we're seeing happen today.
Mm-hmm.
How can you blame that on Saul? You know, Saul had his issues, you know, he had a fear of man, things that happened. But that was, I mean, the fact that he was taxing everybody was not his fault. Mm-hmm. He was just the answer to God's people. God answered, you know, like John Paul Jackson says, you're going to get what you ask for, but you're not going to like what you get.
All right.
If we, you know, we got to look at the original intent, how this whole thing came to pass. Can we really keep, and to come against Saul with this taxation, all that is coming against what God's established, right? Because God mm-hmm. chose Saul.
Right.
He anointed him to be king. And even David understood this. David didn't even lay hands on God's anointing. This is not, you know, Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, that all authority is established by God. And so when Saul got in office, when he became king,
mm-hmm.
he just began to do what was the mandate that Samuel explained before Saul even knew. Saul didn't even know this was going to happen yet. This is all what God said. If you want the world system, this is what you're going to have. And so we're being taxed. You know, they just talked about the healthcare tax and all the things going on right now. And you understand that we turn to government. We turn to government, and only 4% of the church, or 3 to 4% of the church is honoring God, which means 97% is not in the mm-hmm. tithes and offerings. And so we're robbing from God. And so God's going to take care of the poor.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we turn to government to take care of the poor. And that's what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And he said it. So SOS, think about it, sending out a SOS like a ship under stress, right? You know, tapping it out. You got to see that. It's actually at VFNTV.com, and go to VFNTV. You know, against all hope, we can believe, you know, understanding that, well, that's there. Understanding that, you know, against all hope, and hope, believe, and so become exactly what God said you can become. Understand this, that's how God works. He's not going to let you trust in your own strengths and your own abilities. But if you just let go and follow God and understand he's involving you in his plans, not your own, that you'll just see it come to pass in due season, whenever that is. Though it linger, wait for it, it will certainly come to pass. Another that's very, very important, it's called the cross of Christ. The cross of Christ. We got to understand, you go back, he says, I preach to you the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. It's the power. The power of the cross, and that's the only place that we're given this power that God's given us, the power to be free from sin, to be forgiven, to be able to walk in a way that we thought was never possible before. You know, I think about Sean, who, you know, Steve met in Pittsburgh when she was under the bridge there.
Shane
I met. Yeah, mm-hmm. Shane was under the bridge in Pittsburgh, and she was homeless. She just came from Washington, D.C. She was just coming off of a drug that she was addicted to, and she was concerned because she was in a sexual lifestyle that was contrary to what God would say. I guess she was having she had a female lover,
mm-hmm.
and a lesbian, mm-hmm. And she knew what God said, but she felt like she couldn't do it. But she loved God, and she was in that battle.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve was able to tell her that's everybody's battle.
Mm-hmm.
That's everybody's battle. But by trusting in God, you can actually walk free. Of that, he will empower you to walk free of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, sexual sin. There's only one hell, right?
That's only one place.
Yeah, that's right. What the heck? Anyway, so then another one is prudent preparation, preparing for the Elijah storm. You know what? You need to be prepared. I don't know how much time we have, But let me tell you something. This will begin to stir your creative mindset, to begin to help you take a peripheral look at what's going on. And, you know, the Word of God says that a prudent man sees danger and prepares, but
fool?
Yeah, I think a fool keeps going and suffers for it.
Right.
And so if we just think, oh, it's just going to keep happening, don't worry about it, you know, that would be considered a fool, and there's suffrage in us. You can prepare.
Mm-hmm.
You can prepare. And one of the specific things the Lord told me, you know, originally was original word was, you know, 90 days, you know, prepare for 90 days. And just to be able to keep going and be able to keep ministering and loving people and that type of thing. But you got to hear prudent preparation. Believe me, you know, at least listen to it. Because there's some things you're going to need to ponder. You're going to need to begin to think about and pray about. And one of the huge things you're going to find there too is, you know, why do you call me good? There's a big battle of good going on instead of a big victory in God, where the church is trying to be good instead of realizing that God is good and it's his goodness coming out of us. And even Jesus was stopped. This is stuff you can find right now on VFN TV. It's totally available to you as a free subscriber. But, you know, he says, who are you calling good? Jesus said this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only one that's good is God.
That's right.
And so often, you know, we allow people to project, you've got to be good because you're a Christian. Well, if there is any goodness in me, it's God.
Right.
And the dilemma is when we start to take glory, we try to take credit for where we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like Jesus said, well, you know, he wasn't denying the fact that goodness wasn't moving through him and out of him, but he knew that it was the Father's goodness moving through him and out of him.
Right.
And so when we are willing to acknowledge that we are not good, God is good, and the good you see in me is God, and you don't let people project goodness on you because then they'll actually force you to try to live up to it.
Right.
And then they'll point out, well, you're not good, but you weren't good to begin with, so they're going to find something to point out. The closer you get to the clay vessels, which God's all-surpassing powers in, you find out it's clay. And God does that so you can know that it's his goodness and not men.
Right.
He puts his treasures in jars of clay to show that it's him. You know, we got to get past this good thing where we claim ownership of it and realize, yeah, that is pretty awesome, but it's not me. That's God. Mm. That was a God. I take notes on myself.
Yeah. Like,
that was a God thing.
Right.
And so you got to get that, because that's one of the biggest things I think is holding back a lot of people who love God right now is the good trap. It's a good trap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not good enough. If I was just good like that man who told me that he's good, and that's the reason why he's leading and I can't lead, or I can't shepherd God's people, if I was just good like him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the Pharisees were like that, right? Good.
Yeah.
But even Jesus said, who are you calling good?
All right.
I mean, the worst of things I'm going to call you, if you don't readdress it, it's good.
Right.
I mean, you'll hear people, you know, that who were, and when they do, when people project that on you, and I'm talking about what's available to you right now as a free subscriber at VFNTV.com. You know, we've never done this, but I just want you to know what's there for you. You know, that you can subscribe by going to VFNTV.com and just click through subscribe, and you have free access to all this. But we want you to have it. And but when somebody projects good on you, and you let it stick, several things will go on. The first thing is then all of a sudden you try to live up to their projected standards.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say crash and burn? I mean, you're not going to be able to do that. But what they're really doing is saying that if you're good and you receive that, then that gives me permission not to be good. The reason why you could do that is you're good.
Mm-hmm.
And now people don't see how they can be saved.
Right.
Because you told them you were good or you let them tell you were good.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
And it's not that the goodness is not in people. He says, go around and let your good works be seen amongst men so that God can be praised and glorified, not so you can be praised and glorified. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole different paradigm. You know, one is religion and one is relationship. One is the awareness that it's not by works are you saved, and that the things that you do see is a byproduct of my intimate relationship with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is me trying to make the outside of my cup look good.
Right.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's totally
amazing. You got to get that. Think about it. It's sitting there for you right now. Why would you not want that? And you got to get that, because listen, that will activate you, because then you'll feel free to share just how bad you are.
Yeah.
You know, and if you have difficulty finding out how bad you are, you know, interview the people around you that know you. I mean, go back, you know, further and further and further and further, and just realize, okay, I'm bad. Yeah. I'm bad, but God's good, and God forgave me, and God set me free, you know, and I'm totally dependent on him. If there's any good in my life, that it's God. It's God. And mm-hmm. you're free. You can begin to serve God because no longer are you caught in the good trap anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how many people are caught in the good trap.
Yeah.
It's a good trap.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Get free. Get free. Another's available to you is the state of the nation. And I talked about this and about Islam, but Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel, we got to get the right perspective. Do you know that America is a byproduct, the United States of America, not the land, but the United States of America is a byproduct of Christians who wanted to come to America, discover a land that they could freely worship God. How do you know this? Well, look at the progression of it. If you study the history of America, you know, nobody's perfect. Like we just said, nobody's good but God, but God was in it. God was involved in the affairs of those in the lineage of what brought eventually became the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, where the very first amendment says, stay away from our worship to God because we want to worship him freely.
Mm-hmm.
Make no laws concerning religion or the gathering, peaceful gathering of people.
Right.
And so you got to, it's the order, Christianity, then the United States of America. But then we have to understand Islam and Israel, because if we don't stand with Israel, every nation who doesn't stand with Israel will be destroyed.
That's right.
Will be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think of it right now with the Euro crashing and all these things taking place. You know, Europe was all involved in trying to divide the land and doing all these things over there in Israel. And here, America is now involved in the very same thing. Our leadership doing what they've done. They're the ones that empowered the Muslim Brotherhood and throughout the area. But they didn't do it in Iran, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is totally just... There's nothing, this is a blind mind. You understand, a blind mind is a major thing.
All right.
Because they can't see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They can't see what you're saying. And you got to pray, you know, pray for people's salvation so they can see what you're saying. You can talk to your blue in the face. They're not going to see what you're saying because their minds are blinded by the God of this world. That's what Paul says.
Mm.
And so they don't really probably know specifically how intricately they're involved in second heaven, you know, Satan's strategies to be able to come against Israel. But we, as God's people, can know.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you, join CUFI, Christians United for Israel, you know, begin to pray for Israel every single day, you know, and these are times that are going to begin to try men's soul. So that's available for you. It's called The State of the Nation, Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel. And the last one I want to talk about now is No One Cries for Justice. I'm talking to you what's available to you right now in VFN TV for free subscribers. You just go to VFNTV.com, or you can even subscribe by texting VFN TV. That's a V as in Victor. VFN TV to the number 22828. That's VFN TV to the number 22828. And just subscribe for free so you can get this. I want this to be in you. You know, test it. Hear it. You know, read about it. Go in. Look in God's word and see if it's true, you know, and check everything by the word of God. And if it's true, respond. Join us in the battle for men's souls. Join us in the harvest field. Join us, people who are not good, but know that the goodness in us is God. And we want to advance that goodness across the world so that his name would be glorified. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing. It's all available to you. More is coming available every day. Inside VFNTV.com. Subscribe today. Go to VFNTV.com and subscribe for free. Well, we're coming to the end, believe it or not. We're coming to the end of the first hour. About to go into the extra. God bless you. Everybody that joined us in the first hour and you cannot stick with us, I just want to say God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Remember, look up. Your redemption draws nigh. God has a plan. The enemy's plans will never succeed over the plans of God. We just got to find out what his plans are. And those joining us in the extra hour, I look forward to see you in just one moment.